Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Song in Alaska's on the line with some freezing pipes. Imagine that. It's pretty cold in Alaska. Tell us what's going on.
We had a frozen pipes a couple weekends ago because of a severe temperature drop. And we had a gas fireplace because we use it excessively. So the boiler was not a call for heat and there was no circulation through the pipes. At least that's the plumber's explanation. He recommended a zone exerciser. So my question is it a zone exerciser a good idea? Is it a cost-effective, energy efficient? If not, what are the alternatives?
So you have a boiler that means you have hot water heat, and what you're saying is that the boiler did not come on?
Yes, because the house was heated by the gas fireplace, so the
I know what you're saying. In other words, the gas fireplace tricked the thermostat into thinking there was more heat on in the house than there really was.
Right.
So the solution there is really to correct the position of the thermostat so it's not impacted by the gas fireplace. Because you have to be very careful where you position a thermostat. If it can see, quote unquote, in other words, if it's sort of like within visual distance, typically of a flame, that radiant heat reaches across the room and fakes the thermostat into thinking that it's really hot in there, and therefore doesn't have to bring on the boiler. And
right.
So it might be easier to move the thermostat than it is to do anything to the boiler, and just because that's the way it should have been done to begin with.
Oh, okay. Just to move thermostat to the coldest spot of the house.
Well, not the coldest spot, but just to a spot where it can't see, so to speak, the fireplace that's on all the time.
Oh, okay.
So in other words, if the fireplace and the thermostat are on opposite sides of the room, then the radiant heat gets to the thermostat and it won't let the boiler come on because the thermostat is only going to come on when it senses coldness, and it's just not cold enough because the thermostat is feeling the heat from the fireplace. So you want to keep your fireplaces and your thermostats completely separate. So sometimes people will put them on like the back side of the wall so it's not actually facing the fireplace. It's that kind of an improvement that you want to make, Song. You don't want to, you know, relocate it in a major way. Just relocate it so it's not in visual contact with the fireplace. Does that make sense?
Yes, it is. It is. Okay, I see. So the thermostat to the place that will actually sense the cold temperature, because I'm thinking, if my whole house is heated with gas fireplace, so there is not a corner that the thermostat will say the temperature is low, calling for heat.
That's right. It's not going to call for heat. Now, I think what your plumber is suggesting is that you just turn the heat on in some other cycle that's not controlled by the thermostat. That's when he talks about an exerciser. He just means that every so many minutes, the boiler kicks on and runs heat through the pipes.
Right.
It just seems like a pretty inefficient way to do it if we could just balance out where that thermostat is.
Sounds good. I probably just put the coldest place of the house will be cold enough to call for heat.
All right. Well, good luck, Song. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Okay. Thank you so much.